welcome to the EFG Daily Commute. This is less of the daily commute, more of the yearly commute, because this is me, Steven, and I'm joined by Evan.
Hello.
And we are on our way back home from the New Haven Christmas tree lighting, which was cool. Evan, how would you describe the tree?
It was lit.
So we watched the Christmas tree get lit, That was pretty funny. So we thought we were on the way home, and there was a pretty big piece of news yesterday that I thought we would talk about because I think it's kind of a big deal. And this is let's just get right into it. This is the EFG Daily Commute. This is episode 20.
Episode 20.
Well, that's what happens when you record 4 and 5 episodes a week. It adds up real damn fast. So, let's talk about it. Nintendo got rid of the Creators Program. Now, some people who hear that might think, wow, that kind of stinks. Like, why would they get rid of the Creators Program? No, this is actually a very, very good thing. And here's what happened. So, Evan, tell me, or tell everyone, what the Nintendo Creators Program was, more or less.
I'm pretty sure it was late last year, early this year, right?
It was a couple years ago, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, they put in this thing called the Nintendo Creators Program. Now, at first, I liked the idea of it. Oh, creating Nintendo content? Great. Until I realized that it was restricting what content creators could do on content sites, like YouTube. So you had to verify to be part of this Nintendo Creators Content channel thing. Unless you are a multi-channel network, but that's a different thing.
And you had to actually send them your videos so they could claim a part of that revenue, right?
Yeah. I think it was 40%?
Yeah, something like 40% of the revenue, which for some channels, especially a Nintendo-focused channel, that's a lot. And it made it so that a lot of channels, like ourselves included, really didn't create or didn't go out of our way to create a lot of Nintendo again.
Because
Nintendo content.
You weren't signed up.
We didn't want to deal with that because it was just extra. Well, Nintendo fixed that. And so what did they do, Evan?
Yesterday night, they said that we are getting rid of the Creators Program. Not really getting rid of it, but loosening the rules on it.
Yep.
Right? So the rules are, first of all, they're not claiming any percentage of it.
Yep.
You can just post your videos.
Yep.
But Nintendo will copyright the video if it's just straight ripped from the game. It's not original Let's Play content or something similar.
Or a review or something like that.
Yeah.
Which means, here's an example. If I just did video capture on a fight in Super Smash Brothers or a temple in, or one of the shrines in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and posted that with no other content, just the raw video, that's no go with Nintendo. But as long as we are doing something,
take it back.
And then they will do a copyright strike for that, or they reserve the right to do so. If you are creating original content, doing commentary, or doing other creative work on it, then they won't do it. Which means smaller sites like us that maybe wanted to avoid some of those issues, now we can create Nintendo content.
Yay! Which means Smash Bros.
Which does mean Smash Bros. And that's the real thing. You know, thinking about why they did this now. Because this has been an issue for a couple of years. Now, people haven't really talked about it. This was just kind of accepted that Nintendo was just behind, right? Like, they weren't really, they weren't up to the speed. They weren't up with the times. They weren't recognizing the modern landscape of video games. And, which happens a lot with them. They're a slow-moving, older, traditional company. People think about their technology innovation But as far as, like, the way they interact with the world, they are a very old school company.
They used to create playing cards.
Yeah, I mean, this is a company that started making playing cards. And since then, they make toys. So they don't really think about the digital landscape like everybody else does. And so we think about why they started now, and you think that it's because of Smash.
Smash. There are two reasons related to Smash.
Okay.
One, there was a guy who pirated the whole game.
Yep.
So far. And just ripped the game out and played it on camera with no Let's Play. It wasn't a Let's Play. It was just him.
Okay.
Showing off the game.
Okay.
So they wanted to loosen it up so that people were, so that when they copy-striked him, they didn't want people to be afraid that, oh, great. We have to remember Smash Bros. Is a thing, and this is a thing. They announced that they loosened up the rules, and then they took down his video, and the specific restrictions that they put seemed to target this video perfectly.
Yep.
It needs to be have a voiceover or something.
Yep.
Needs to be original content.
Yep.
Can't be ripped straight from the game. Which, and all of those were things that the video violated.
And so I think I agree with you on some levels. I think Nintendo sat there and said, listen, if we're going to send strikes at this guy, but there might be somebody else out there that's doing a video review of Smash or a video review of Legend of Zelda. Like, we want to encourage that content because that content will get our game sold. Whereas this guy is just spoiling our stuff. We don't want to lump those two people together. So by loosening the restrictions, they really do let other people kind of get out there and play and, you know, really celebrate Nintendo content as opposed to pirate it.
Yeah.
So I think there's that. Now, what's the other the reason that has to do with Smash?
It's freaking Smash Bros. People aren't going to care about the Nintendo creators thing. It's Smash Bros.
Yeah.
So by loosening up the rules, it's like, okay, the people who do actually care about this and are law-abiding citizens are now able to play Smash Bros. On camera.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Esports, man. Like, how many people want to run Smash tournaments but are afraid to do so because they don't want to deal with Nintendo? This means that more people can run tournaments and can put that content online. I think that's going to be a big deal, and I think it's going to do a very good job.
I think we might have to do this.
I mean,
an EFG tournament.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will do an EFG tournament. But the idea...
And I will win.
Yeah, right.
Unless Jeremy makes it.
Unless Jeremy plays. At which point you're toast.
I'll beat you. And Jake.
So, alright, well, we'll deal with that later.
That's my promo.
But the idea is now you can create the content. And, you know, the esports side of it, I think, is a bigger deal than what we're giving it credit for. Because...
Yeah.
Man, you know, being able to stream content like fight the character tutorials and training videos and tournaments, I think that will, I don't know if it's going to make it an Evo or high-end tournament fighting game, but you know what it is going to do is it's going
to
give it a
better,
it's
going to
give it a better shot. It's going to give it a better shot.
Smash 4 was at Evo.
True, but...
And Smash 4 was not the greatest with the community.
I mean, yes. It's complicated.
And Smash 4 was at Evo, so...
People love them some Melee for some reason.
And Smash Ultimate has the Melee characters in it.
Well, yeah, but you know the... You've heard the Melee thing. And people
melee,
just love
melee,
the GameCube
melee,
game.
Melee.
Yeah, we're fine. We'll play Smash 5.
Don't even
Smash Ultimate.
Smash 4 is a... I don't know why it's called Smash 4. It's either because Super Smash Bros. 4 Wii U, Super Smash Bros. 4 3DS, or it's the fourth Smash.
I think it's because it's the fourth Smash.
Or both.
It's clever. But we're going to play Smash Ultimate lot of it, and we're going to play some of it on YouTube. So, there we go. I mean, this is a short episode. We really didn't have a lot extra to talk about. I am going to have a whole bunch more games to talk about on the next video game podcast, because the next video game podcast, not only is it going to include the Game Awards, but it's also going to include Smash and the Kinda Funny Games Showcase.
Woo!
And the embargo is going to lift on a bunch of games that I can't talk about right now. I did just get my copy of Spyro, the Reignited...
Insane trilogy.
No, it's the Spyro Reignited trilogy.
I'm just trolling you.
I know, you are just trolling me. So I got the Spyro Reignited trilogy. I put in, I think, about a half hour last night. I am enjoying it so far. So we're going to be talking about that more soon. Also, I'm getting sent one of those micro arcade cabinets with Pac-Man on it. And a wireless SNES Classic controller. I'm looking forward to that one. That's going to be the hotness. So,
What about Galaga?
So we got a lot. They didn't send me it. So we are going to have all sorts of stuff to talk about. And I am also going to do another episode of the EFG Morning Commute tomorrow. I worked at home today because Maggie was sick. So I stayed home. But I'm going into the office tomorrow. So that means one more EFG Daily Commute.
This week.
That means five this week. Whoa. So, until next time, folks, I hope you have a wonderful night. We'll see you tomorrow. And don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.